The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Today, joining me is Wendy Myers. I actually met Wendy at Mindshare in San Diego and absolutely fascinated by her. She's a detox guru, a functional diagnostic nutritionist, and a NES or NES bioenergetic practitioner based in Los Angeles, California. She's the number one best-selling author of Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals That Cause Fatigue. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm thrilled you're here and really want to dig into some of the topics at hand. But before we do, I would love for my audience to learn just a little bit more about you and what even got you into the health field and what your background is.
Well, I think a lot of people that get into the health field are trying to help their own health issues. And I found myself at 37 years old. I had just had a baby and I was eating healthy and working out and sleeping and taking all the best supplements and making all my own food, and it was all organic and fresh and healthy, and I still didn't feel good. And I just kept thinking to myself, what exactly is it that I need to do to feel good and have the energy I need to work out and whatnot? And so I, you know, pushed me to go to my doctor, and I did all these tests. I did about $4,000 worth of tests to figure out what's wrong with me. I was having a lot of trouble losing weight and whatnot. And I found out that I had low thyroid function, low adrenal function. I had the hormone levels of a menopausal woman. I had a lot of nutritional deficiencies and just some other stuff going on. And I just, you know, the doctor wanted to put me on, you know, hormone replacement. And I thought, that isn't that for, you know, older women? You know, I'm 37 years old. So I wasn't prepared to go on hormone replacement therapy. And I think a lot of women say they're having hormonal problems, whether they're aware of it or not. And a lot of that heavy metal toxicity. For me, I went on the internet to try to find out how to address these things naturally without hormone replacement therapy. And what I kept hitting upon was, carbon analysis or, metals testing. And I got my metals tested and I started detoxing. And within, you know, about a year, supplements and minerals and things like that, my I felt fantastic. And so it was just really taking minerals, the right supplements, and detoxing and doing a bunch of other things that I finally kind of regained my health.
So let me stop you for a second, because, you know, we've talked a lot on the show about different hormonal imbalances that women face, whether it's thyroid or adrenal, the connection to nutrition, how food and supplements can heal. And it sounds like you were doing a lot of those things already. Would you say that the root of your health issues, whether it was the thyroid, the adrenals, the weight, you know, what have you, would you say that the root of all of that was heavy metals and heavy metal exposure?
Yeah, and chemicals, exactly.
And chemicals.
Because we know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because there's a lot of estrogenic chemicals in our environment, like glyphosate, that's an herbicide that's in non-organic foods,
yes,
and a little bit in some organic. But there's a lot of, like, perfumes and plastics, and, you know, perfumes are in all of our beauty products. All these things interfere in our hormones. They mimic estrogen. They cause weight gain. They prevent weight loss. And there's heavy metals like mercury that prevent production of thyroid hormones and interfere in our thyroid hormone production in many ways. There's a lot of things working against our hormone production today. And for me, that was my personal problem. Everyone can have their own kind of myriad symptoms based on what metals or chemicals that they have in their body. Bottom line, all these different heavy metals that we have in our environment, they interfere in our body's metabolic function in so many different ways. Like, they can affect your digestion or heart health or your kidney function. Just you name it, there's a heavy metal or chemical that could be causing whatever myriad subset of symptoms that you're having. But I focus on fatigue a lot when I'm speaking because I think that for many people that are tired, or even if they have energy, they want more of it. And again, there's a lot of different metal chemicals working against our energy output in our body. There's a lot of metals that interfere in our mitochondrial production, mitochondrial function, rather. And our mitochondria are little body's powerhouses. They make our body's energy. And when you have certain metals like arsenic or aluminum or tin or thallium, which we breathe in from gasoline, you know, consumption, these metals interfere in nutrients getting into our mitochondria to produce energy. And it's one of the reasons that people are pretty tired today. And it's, you know, they're fairly easy to remove from the body. And so it's something that I have kind of focused on and talk about quite a bit.
Well, this is absolutely fascinating. And for all of you guys out there, this is the next frontier. I will tell you, as an integrative physician with a pretty sizable practice, you know, we deal with so many different reasons for fatigue, especially fatigue in women. But this whole area of heavy metals and chemical sensitivity, which comes through in different ways in our testing, hair analysis, even in our energetic testing that we do, is an area where, you know, we feel like we're just sort of entering, we're just sort of understanding how profound it is when it comes to our health and when it comes to our hormonal health and how it's draining us literally of the things we need to feel amazing and to be the superwoman we want to be. So you find this, and I think you found it through a hair analysis personally. Is that correct? Is that how it was ultimately diagnosed in you?
Yeah. So when I first started my detox journey, I started using hair mineral analysis, and I still love that tool. But I've also added urine and stool metals analysis, because different metals come out in different routes in the body. So to get a complete analysis, you need all three tests. Test will tell you all the metals you have in your body. So just that's ideal to do that. And but essentially, you know, a urine and or a hair mineral analysis will help figure out what metals you have. But we know statistically, just, you know, statistical analysis I've done with thousands that I've done, and my partner, who's a medical doctor, who's done thousands of tests and statistical analysis, we know that everyone, regardless of test, has mercury, aluminum, and thallium, and most people have some level of cadmium, because when coal is burned, petroleum products are burned, they release mercury and cadmium in the air. So we breathe in a lot of metals. But it's good to get tested, because some people have especially high levels, or they'll have a metal that's not very common and needed to get specific, specific treatment for that type of metal.
Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add to water to get your greens anytime, anywhere. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself and use the code WHOLEHEALTH at Organifi.com to receive 20% off your order. Okay, so just to recap for everybody out there again, because this is such an important topic, and I truly believe it's one that we don't talk about enough, but, you know, Wendy is recommending hair, stool, and even urine analysis because different metals present in different ways throughout the body. I think the challenge, though, Wendy, when you say that we're all exposed and we all have some of this in our system, is do we all run out and detox? Do we all go get tested? You know, I know in practice, the way we sort of function is we do the testing and we treat those that have the symptoms or the diseases that match those high levels. So, for example, if you have somebody with really high levels of mercury and they're having mitochondrial diseases like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or MS or things like that, then we definitely treat it. You know, is your experience, because you guys have done this a lot more with this particular population, is your experience that we all need to be doing some level of heavy metal detoxing and testing?
Absolutely, 100%. Because by the time you're showing symptoms or you have developed a disease, it's much harder to reverse that process, you know, and a lot of times if people are very, very sick or have multi-diagnoses, you know, it's more difficult for them to detox. It can be, just because they have very low energy levels, and it takes energy to detox. So for me, I'm just bigger on prevention when I know that there's a problem presenting, like even if you just have fatigue, that's a sign that, you know, you're not going to have enough energy. You need energy to sleep. So just having fatigue is a sign that something is breaking down in your body, and you want to address that now before you go get a diagnosis of a problem. Because we know that everyone has these metals and chemicals in their body. It's completely unavoidable. So if you really want to be healthy, if you're listening to this and you're doing all this stuff, you know, eating good and exercising and whatnot, you detox to your health regimen. There's some simple things you can do, very simple supplements that you can take to at least, you know, start on that path and having some awareness that you need to detox your body. Like you can take a binder. Just taking a binder, can help to absorb metals and chemicals in your body. I'm partial to Pectisol C. It's a modified citrus pectin. That absorbs a ton of metals and chemicals. Yeah, Pectisol C. Yeah.
Pectisol C. Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess, and I do want to spend more time talking about exactly how, like, what a great daily regimen would be for detoxing, and then what maybe a moderate and a more aggressive regimen looks like. And I know you've written a lot about this. Your number one best-selling book is Limitless Energy: How to Detox Metals That Cause Fatigue. But you know, the really confusing part for a lot of us, like, you know, so many women sit with me and, you know, I had one yesterday, quite honestly, who was just in tears about the fact that she was not able to lose weight. And as I was studying her numbers and her lab values, heavy, you know, very high levels of mercury showed up on her testing. You know, do you see the same pattern when it comes to stubborn weight loss and, you know, weight that's not responding to modifications in diet and hormones and everything else? Is this really what we as practitioners need to be thinking about for that type
100%.
Of patient?
Absolutely, okay. 100%, because fat is a perfect place for the body to store toxins away that it's not able to excrete on its own. Because, you know, you need certain nutrients and minerals and things for your body to be able to excrete toxins. And many people's livers are overloaded today, or they're nutrient deficient, even if they're eating a perfectly healthy diet. You know, there's specific nutrients the liver needs to detox. So if you're deficient in those, the body is forced to store chemicals in the fat, and it will hold on to fat in order to do that as a toxin storage receptacle. And so it's one of those things. Initially, mercury, like I said, interferon thyroid hormones, which will support metabolism. If you have mercury toxicity, you'll also have trouble detoxing arsenic. Arsenic is very common in non-organic chicken, non-organic eggs. Hmm. They're full of arsenic. And in rice also, especially brown rice, full of arsenic. And arsenic will poison the enzymes that support triglycerides out of fat cells. So you won't even be able to get rid of the fat out of your fat cells. So the infrared sauna.
So frustrating. Goodness gracious. I'm feeling for everyone out there who's just like, what do we do? We try our best. It's like, do we live in a bubble? And, you know, hopefully eating organic is helpful, but sometimes that's not even the answer when we're breathing these things in as well. So, you know, I mean, important.
I hear you because that's what sent me to the doctor is I just couldn't lose weight either. I was trying to lose my baby weight and I was working out 6-8 hours a week. And I was going to bed hungry every night and doing low carb. And I thought, if I did this when I was 25, I would be an Olympic athlete.
Right.
I would be in like incredible shape. And so I focused a lot on thinking about this, you know, what prevents weight loss. Personally, a lot of women are interested in that. And, you know, infrared saunas are an amazing way to detox if you're trying to lose weight, because you just start sweating out all these metals and chemicals out of your body. So that's a perfect thing to do. It's probably 4 or 5 days a week, if you're trying to lose weight and have, you know, been unsuccessful with traditional methods.
Well, you know, for everybody out there, I think, you know, as frustrating as this information may seem, it's also hopeful, because I know I've sat with many of you as you have struggled with weight and have really tried to understand why your weight's not budging or why you're tired. And this will just help in sort of adding to the information when it comes to your overall health. Now, given that all of us, Wendy, as you said, we're inhaling this stuff, we're eating this stuff, you know, it's everywhere around us, even despite our best intentions, what are some simple things we could do day in and day out that may minimize our exposure or maximize our ability to detox the stuff once it enters our system? You mentioned Pectisol C, Maybe tell us a little bit more about that or anything else that we could do just as a very simple day-to-day regimen.
Yeah, so Pectisol C is a binder. That's a great thing to do. It's simple. You can just do that every morning. And that is something that's going to absorb a lot of metals and chemicals. And it just gets the detox ball rolling. And you want to do that, start taking binders before you start doing anything like a sauna or take detox supplements and things like that. Very, very important to have something in your body running around that's going to be absorbing everything that you're mobilizing from tissue sites, storage sites. And Pectisol C is my favorite. It's very gentle. Not everyone tolerates it, but some people will have some GI issues like diarrhea or things like that, but very few people do. But if you do, you can do charcoal. Apple pectin is great. These pectins are a good thing. They absorb nutrients. Don't take it if you have like small intestinal bowel overgrowth, because right. That will feed it. So just some cautions for some people with Pectisol C. And then another great thing to take is BioSil. So mm-hmm. BioSil is marketed as a hair, skin, and nail product. And
yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of women are taking it already because they're trying to get healthy, skin and nails and bones. And the silica in it, this specific form of silica, binds to metals that cause fatigue. So it binds to arsenic, aluminum, tin, thallium, and cesium. Cesium is a big problem in our environment because of the Fukushima Japanese nuclear disaster. And so these things help to mobilize, the BioSil helps to mobilize those metals, and the Pectisol C will bind to it and excrete it out of the body, carry it out of the body. And then infrared saunas are a fantastic way to detox your body, and I think everyone should be doing infrared saunas. There was a study that came out, it was a Finnish study, that studied men over a long period of time. I forget the exact time period. But they found that people doing saunas 4 or more times a week had a 40% reduction in mortality of all causes.
Wow.
That is
amazing.
Crazy.
Those are crazy. That's a crazy statistic. That's amazing.
That is crazy.
Infrared saunas. I know.
Yes.
So how long? Yes. So 4 times a week, like 15 minutes, 4 times a week?
Yeah, I'd probably do 20 minutes. I do as long as you could probably tolerate. Sometimes I'll do 45 minutes. But you can be in there on the phone and doing social media or reading or meditating. You don't have to feel like, I don't have time to do it. You can just do what you're doing already. But do it in the sauna while you're sweating. And, so I think that's a great adjunct to a healthy lifestyle, and, it pays major dividends in your health.
All right, so to recap, we've got Pectisol C, that's a binder, not recommended if you have SIBO or bacterial overgrowth, charcoal, apple pectin, going in the infrared sauna, and studies are showing that the infrared sauna is great about helping with detox and great about helping with reducing morbidity and mortality overall. So these are some of the, and then BioSil, which I see all the time everywhere, I think just in advertisements and different patients taking, but has silica in it that also helps to detox these metals. There's so much to talk about you with Wendy. I think I'm going to have to get you scheduled again where we can go into the NEST scan more, because I really could do a whole show. I'm so excited about that scan, and I really think I could do a whole show just on that, because I feel like that has tremendous impact down the road, and I've been buzzing about it since I left. But this topic is just as important as well. And maybe just spend a minute or two on those more aggressive protocols, when it comes to detoxing. What is typically involved? How does somebody find the right practitioner? Maybe just help us for a minute or two with that, before we have to say bye to you for now.
Yes. Yeah, so, there's simple things that you can do. There are supplements that you can take that you don't really need to do testing to supplement with. Magnesium is important. Magnesium malate is really great for detoxification. Sodium R-lipoic acid. I like the product by Life Extension. It's a great product, super lipoic acid. That's really good for detoxification. NAC and N-acetylcysteine is great to make glutathione, which helps your liver to detox. So there's lots of different supplements that you can take to facilitate detox, I guess more aggressive about detoxification. But there are certain things, like if you're really sensitive to supplements or you try detox and you just really don't feel good when you detox, you know, you're going to want to work with a practitioner that can hold your hand and guide you every step of the way. And if the supplement doesn't work for you, they can get you a different, you know, something else that works in the same capacity but that you tolerate. So there's a lot of different choices out there for detoxification. Some practitioners recommend IV chelation. That I think is reserved for life and death situations. It's really hard in the kitchen. Something that it has its place, you know, because some people show up at a doctor's office and present with, you know, life-threatening illnesses and diseases that are caused by heavy metals, and it's warranted to bring those levels down to save their life and dramatically improve their symptoms. And there's some things like gadolinium, per se, that, you know, people get from testing, that, you know, you probably need to do some IV chelation. But for the majority of people, I don't typically recommend that, but it has its place. There's lots of different ways to skin a chicken. So you can start with some supplements, graduate from there. At some point, you'll want to do some testing, kind of see what metals you have, because different metals have different products that help to remove them. Some products are better than others, but I found Pexacel C is a great product to, and I don't, you know, work for this company or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
It's just what I used, and I think it has tremendous value in bringing down a lot of metal and chemical levels.
Well, fantastic. Do you talk more about all these protocols in your book?
I do.
Limitless
yeah,
energy?
I talk about. Exactly.
Okay,
I talk about the dosages to take and other tips, supplements you can take, like a little detox cocktail that you can try that detox a lot of different metals. So all those details in the book.
Fantastic. All right. The book for everyone out there is Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals That Cause Fatigue. Wendy, this has been an absolute delight. I know that I'm a better practitioner after just these few minutes with you today, and I'm excited to bring you back on to talk about the Nest Scan and bioenergetics as well. But for my listeners out there, again, when you're struggling and trying to understand the root of why you're tired, why you're not losing weight, why you're not being the person that you know you're supposed to be or you were meant to be, we all need to be thinking about metals. As Wendy said, they're everywhere. We're breathing them, we're eating them, we're exposed to them. And I haven't had not even had time today to get into what it might be doing to our children, and that's another thing I see in practice over and over again as well. So we need to be a little bit more conscious about this and understand how the environment is impacting our health. Wendy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, and we will absolutely have you back because there is much more to talk about on this front and others as well.
Absolutely. And if anyone's interested, I have a heavy metals summit that's happening in January with Dr. Dietrich Klinghart. So if you really like, you know, learning about heavy metals, go to theheavymetalsummit.com, and I'll be interviewing about 35 of the world's experts on heavy metal toxicity.
Fantastic. That's theheavymetalsummit.com. Well, thanks again, and we will bring you back.
And thank you so much.
Take care.